Just the one podcast this week, but it's one that's came up in both the Tuesday Improvers class and the Thursday's Beginners class, just different manifestations of the same thing. And it's the difficulty that happens when the students have only got one instructor to see and follow at a time. And on Tuesday, we were working on Relax the Hips, one of our 10 principles. And we were doing wave hands like clouds, but while using it to walk from one end of the room to the other. You've got 12, 14 people all in one line. Impossible for them all to see me. Incredibly difficult for them to see what I was doing and understand how it was different to what they thought they were doing. And tonight, this Thursday night, the beginners class, we've been polishing up on single whip and learning play guitar. And with single whip, you've got that first turn around 135 degrees, instantly blindsiding everybody. They've got a nice advantage point watching you for push. Then you come round from play guitar, for single whip, and you're gone. I can't see what you're doing. Tonight I was very fortunate, and Julian came down and graciously joined us for 2 hours, which he's from my improvers group. But that meant that as the night wore on, Julian and I kept moving around in a coordinated manner, that the students tonight, as we turned around, they'd just shift their gaze from me to Julian or from Julian to me and back again. Keep giving them something to see all the time. And by the end of the night, everyone seemed a bit more relaxed than they have in the previous classes. And hopefully they got more out of tonight because they could see more throughout the 2 hours. And that's the challenge I've still got for the improvers, is especially with exploring the principles, is how to get them so they've got someone they can watch all the time. It's also difficult with the principles, because the principles ultimately about internalization. Although at this early stage, it's still the mechanical, the physical movement, isn't it? But as it becomes more internalized, it's harder for people to see what's going on. And that was a contrast between teaching this week, this year, and the same lesson this time last year with the improvers. This year around, improvers found it harder to see what I was doing than last year, because I've been working on the internalization. But yes, blindsiding, something every Tai Chi instructor needs to be aware of and needs to develop a strategy to combat in the classroom.